So here we go, my lovely friend. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. I'm very grateful that you are here, whether you are listening live or tuning in on replay on various platforms. We can find this podcast. Now, Kick of the Day with Spirit is your daily spiritual talk show about anything and everything spiritual and more. And I'm always inviting you to join us live, ask your questions, reflect, comment, share your insights, share your ponderings and wonderings about life situations, your big questions about life, your spiritual journeys, anything and everything important for you right now. And I'm inviting you also to tune in and be part of this growing spiritual or life community in that sense. So I'm your show host, Susanna Medium from susannamedium.com. So here we go. Today's episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit. Today I'd like to share about something which is, I feel, very, very important, not just for the children, not just for the next generations, our animal friends, everybody, always for somebody else, but then also for ourselves. So you see, at the beginning of this show, I ask Spirit, what shall we talk about? I usually have plenty of ideas, but then they were giving me a song. I was receiving a song, and you know the song, which goes like, you put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, in and out, and shake it all around. You know that song? You might want to pause here and then do a little jiggle, jiggle, and a shake around, and this is how you are creating your very moment, very present moment. Maybe you need to shake it, maybe you need to jump, maybe you need to scream, maybe you need to laugh, maybe you need to just be yourself all together. But then why are we having this song here at the start of this show? So what are we doing when we are dancing or singing? So just suddenly when we have this invitation, were you shaken? Were you surprised? Were you bored? What was your first experience, your immediate feeling when you heard this story, when you heard this song right now? Did you want to join in, or were you just quite just being as you are and not taking much notice? But then you see, our reactions can be very different. One reaction is that you are breaking the pattern, what you have been experiencing up to this point. You might be thinking about something, doing something. You might be singing a different song. You could be doing anything else, but then this is just dropped in front of you, this song. So just notice immediately your reaction. Some of you might be going along with that with ease. Some of you might be a little bit surprised and shaken up, or maybe ignoring the whole thing. You know, fair enough. But then I ask Spirit, why are we talking? Why are we getting this song? And then the idea of break the pattern came through also. Sometimes we just need to break the pattern. Now, what kind of patterns are we talking about? You know, there are, I could say, like two realities, the one outside of us and then the one inside of us. In fact, it is just one thing, but then that's another show, or that's a big conversation. But then for the sake of demonstration of this idea, of this notion, I'm going to talk about the people out there, the living creatures out there in our lives or within us. So that's a different reality. That is the other reality. But then break the pattern. So what happens when, for instance, our children or youngsters or students or children or grandchildren, they are doing something, they are behaving in a certain way, they are doing something, and up to a point we can say, oh, it's all fine. But then there could be that moment when we feel, oh, we need to do something because of the safety of that child, or because of the energy of the child, because of we've got certain expectations and the child is doing something else. So that energy that, oh, I need to change something, I need to do something, I'm the adult, I am in charge, I am the one who can figure out what to do here. Then that is the space, the time when we think, oh, I need to break the pattern, I need to do something. So what do? With children, we offer a different toy, we offer a different conversation, we offer something else, we sidetrack the conversation, we change the topic, what we are talking about, we are going inside, or if you are outside, we are coming outside, inside, we are just doing something else. We can be doing something so very different from what we were doing a minute ago, just to break the pattern for the safety and the well-being of that individual who might not be able to regulate their emotions or physical realities and thoughts and their existence altogether. Sometimes our pattern, sometimes they work immediately, sometimes we need to keep on going and try something else until we find the activity, the conversation, or maybe just being peaceful, quiet, maybe just holding the space quietly for that person. We are breaking the pattern. We are helping. We are helping. Now, this can also happen very easily with animals, with our pets and animals. If we see something is going on with them, we can again, very easily offer something as a different toy, different activity, different type of food, taking inside, going outside, going inside, all those various things. Because we can help to regulate the energy for the well-being of the other one. So you see, this is what we are doing for the others. We can also do the same for our colleagues or our family members, adults, from ourselves, adults in that sense, to the others as adults. We can start talking about something else. So imagine if you are talking to somebody and they are always sharing the same story, they are always bringing the same energy into your space, and you might be tired, drained, fed up, exhausted by their conversations. And that person might not recognize that this is what they are doing from time to time or all the time with your space, with your energy. But then because you are the one who is asking the question, you have that awareness to do something. You can start think about, or you are thinking about changing the pattern. So what do? You change the topic. And if the person is still going back to their own way of thinking or talking about certain things, you can, if it's very uncomfortable for you, can actually break the conversation, you can excuse yourself, or you can offer something to the person, or you can use active and passive listening skills so that person is feeling gotten, understood, heard, reassured. Or we are offering something very dramatically different, a very different point of view. And maybe that is what that person needs to hear, because they, you know, energetically, they know very well what they need to hear or what they want to hear. But then they are just so much stuck in their own patterns that sometimes you just need to do the very opposite, say just the very opposite. That might be the way of breaking the pattern for them, just to offer a very controversial point of view to their conversations and then see where they are going with that. So we can do many, many different things for somebody else or something else outside of us, breaking the pattern. But then you see what happens when you are feeling in a way that you feel so much trapped in your own way of thinking, your physical existence, you feel that things are not changing for you, every day is the same, you are doing the same things, you are talking to the same people, you are surrounded by the energy or situation, everything which you feel is not serving you, and then you are really feeling stuck, you are feeling uncomfortable, and you feel drained to the point that you cannot think of anything to do for yourself or to change anything, so that you are actually helping yourself. You know, you are maybe the person who is helping everybody else, but then not yourself, because then you are always thinking about somebody else, and then you might feel guilty if you are thinking about yourself and not thinking about or you are thinking about the others and not thinking about yourself. So, my lovely listener, this is my invitation to you. How we started the day, how we started this conversation, you put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, in and out, and shake it all around. You do something for yourself. So it doesn't mean that you need to immediately book a holiday and fly and disappear for a week, or cancel a day for yourself. Might be that actually, that could be another thing. But then in the very moment when you are feeling uncomfortable, when you are feeling I cannot regulate my emotions and my mental state and my physical reality, and I'm feeling really punchy and feeling really exhausted, I'm feeling really emotional, I'm feeling drained, I'm feeling this way, that way. So you have named all the feelings and sensations what you could experience in that very moment, and you still don't know what to do with yourself, then my invitation, my lovely listener here, is that you break your pattern. Break the pattern. It might just take a minute or two that you actually start singing, you know, or maybe just stand up. If you have been sitting, you just stand up. If you have a minute or two, you walk around. You walk downstairs, or you walk upstairs, or you find a reason why you need to go downstairs and upstairs, and then you forget something and you go downstairs. Or maybe you create a game that every time you are going upstairs and downstairs on your staircase, then you are smiling to yourself. Have you tried that? You are breaking your pattern. You are intensively, with intention, you are doing something to yourself. In the very moment, you are thinking about yourself, and then you are doing it. That is what you are doing. And even if you feel still exhausted, tired, emotional, drained, exhausted, overwhelmed, anything, but then with that section of your mind, you are thinking that actually I need to do something for myself. And then the thing I am doing is breaking my pattern, breaking what I am feeling, experiencing in this very moment. And then even if I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm still doing it. Because if I'm not doing it, nobody else is going to do it for me. If I'm not doing it, nothing is going to change. So I might be standing up and doing it for myself. Breaking the pattern doesn't mean that you need to commit to something extraordinary, something really huge, meaning that you suddenly think, okay, if I am starting focusing on that big task I always wanted to tackle, or at least the last few weeks I always wanted to tackle, and I'm going to do that and it's going to help me. You might be doing that, but my invitation, my lovely listener, is that start with one thing, one small thing. Even just taking a minute or two, sing a song, put some music on, or go outside, listen to the nature outside, listen to the birds, the animals, feel the air in your hair or on your head or on your skin, or smell. Go outside and tell yourself, I'm just going to go out and then I'm going to smell into the smelling of the reality outside. Create something intentionally, give yourself a little task. Anything. You see, it's quite interesting because as I'm talking to you right now, I never thought about going outside and just creating that game. I'm going outside and smelling the reality outside, you know. So anything which spontaneously coming to you, what can be that silly thing what you could do? What can be the thing what you have never tried, but then actually you are curious because you don't have anything else to lose. You might as well go outside and smell the air outside. Especially if you have never done that, go outside, touch the ground, touch the soil. Pretend if you are in a space that there are a lot of people around, you just pretend you drop something. And then you put your hand on the ground, on the surface, touch the surface of the earth, touch something there on the surface of the earth. Go outside. And if you are even in a space where there are other people, for instance, in a park or a public area, imagine that you are talking to somebody. Or imagine that you are talking to somebody and then you sing a song to the person. Nobody needs to know that you are talking to yourself through your phone. But then you are releasing the energy, you are breaking the pattern, you are helping yourself in that very moment. And then even if you don't know what the outcome is of that activity, you are still doing something. You are doing something to yourself. The most important thing here, my lovely listener, is that you are honoring your own energy, you are honoring your own existence. And then you are present to what you are feeling, what you are thinking, how everything, your reality makes you think, feel, exist and breathe or not breathe. And, you know, you are feeling so uncomfortable within your own existence that you are finally getting to the point that it is just so tough for you in that moment, so uncomfortable that you say to yourself, I am just going to do something, anything, which is taking me outside of this reality. I am breaking my pattern. I'm willing to change in this very moment. So take this little challenge on. If you are experiencing some days when things feel really overwhelming for you, where you feel that actually yourself as an individual, as a person, you don't have a moment to breathe, to take some time out, to have a quiet coffee break, to just going outside or even finish what you want to finish because you need to take care of somebody else or something else. Take a breath. You see how wonderful now Spirit is reminding me, energy is reminding me to take a breath every single show. Sometime earlier, sooner or later in these shows, in these conversations, the space comes when we need to take a breath. Maybe this is what you need to do. Take a breath. Maybe that is the way you need to take or break. Make a break. Break the pattern. Make it or break it. Make it or take it or break it. So you have that awareness. You just catch yourself. You just catch yourself. I honestly feel that when things are not serious enough for ourselves, then we are not doing anything. Things need to be quite real, I'm not saying serious, but then quite real, that we actually realize that we need to do something for ourselves, because otherwise we are feeling even more uncomfortable in the next moment or the next hour or the next day. And that thinking or that notion might come up when you feel that actually I need to catch myself because I am burning the candles, both ends of the candles. That is what I am doing. Internally, I am chewing myself. And I'm getting to the point that if I'm not doing something with myself or myself, if I'm not breaking the pattern, something even greater is going to erupt from my whole existence. So, my lovely listener, I hope it made sense for you. I hope it resonated with you. You might be finding it helpful. Maybe this is a conversation you needed to hear today, while we are here listening and tuning in with this daily spiritual talk show, Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, with myself, Susanna Medium. It is all about, when I say everything spiritual, anything and everything spiritual, but yet you see we are talking about all the various things. The reason is, as I always say to you, to raise the energy, to raise the frequency. And then if any of us have a moment of reflection, this is a space to share that, because we just never know who needs to hear this conversation. And we just never know who will have a better hour, a better day, a better sleep, a better tomorrow, a better next week, just by tuning in with these conversations, sharing the ideas, and reflecting, pondering and wondering about what we have just shared or what we have just listened to. Now, so if this is something which is resonating with you, I would love to hear your thoughts, your reflections, your questions. Feel free to send us an email to hello@susannamedium.com. If you enjoyed this show, please come back tomorrow. We will have another Kick of the Day with Spirit. So this is our daily talk show. And then the big conversation here is the Let's Talk Spirit. This is how you can find me and this podcast everywhere, Let's Talk Spirit. And if you are interested in the daily conversations, that's why we got the Kick of the Day with Spirit conversations. And alternatively, we will start creating the big shows, the big talk shows, where I'm inviting various people, various presenters, healers, medium psychics, anybody really who has anything interesting and very important to share about. And then again, the reason is to raise the frequency and to help each other and then just make this world a better place all together in a way how we can do that. So this conversation today was break the pattern. Breaking the pattern, we are responsible for ourselves, because if we are doing it for ourselves, then we can be there for the others, for our pets, for our animals, for everything living and existing on this earth plane, not to mention the children and the next generation. Because if you are able to break the pattern, if you are showing emotional maturity and consciousness, and then this awakening, once we are stepping into this reality, we are showing a very different listening and existence and understanding and together way of being to the next generation. And oh my goodness me, what can be more important than that? So my lovely friends, thanks very much for joining me here. This was the kick of the day with spirit. Today, I always tell you at the very beginning, at the very end of the show, when I am talking to you live, when this conversation is recorded, and it is today on the 16th of April, 2024. But then I have a feeling it's resonating wherever or whenever you are listening to this show. So thanks very much for being here. I was your show host, Susanna Medium. Check me out. Check everything out on www.susannamedium.com, where my personal readings, consultations are available. They are there for you to book. If you want to talk about anything, everything, anything, life, spiritual, reality related. And then also, if you would like to develop your insightful senses, if you need some mentoring, if you need some listening, maybe that is what you might be needing, or if you just want to chat, send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. I would love to hear from you. So now I'm going to sign off, and then from that space I'm sending you lots of love, many blessings, and talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.